Let's tell the listeners a beautiful story about wallets. Over a year ago, I saw you carrying a wallet, and I immediately went out and bought that same wallet because I thought it was amazing.
Yes, and that wallet I saw, Jackie Tran was using it, saw it, wanted it immediately, asked him who made it, and he told me it was Andar Wallets, and it was one of the coolest wallets I've ever seen. It was nice and compact. It has the RFID protected. I mean, it was a really awesome, well-made wallet. Yeah.
It's actually great to hear. I didn't know you guys had been into these for so long.
Yeah.
So there's something strange about these wallets is that they push it to the limit and they do something different that other wallets don't do. I'm carrying this wallet right now. It's called the Turner that has this little pull tab on it. So like when I load my cards into it, I can pull this pull tab and all my cards slide out. They have this beautiful wallet that just dropped called the Pilot that has a little rotating wheel on the bottom.
I'm going to snag me one of those for sure.
That when you load your cards in, you can roll the wheel on your leg, you can flip it with your thumb, and your cards just pop out just enough to kind of grab them and pull them out. I had a Pilot, their original Pilot, a year ago.
That's the one, that hooked us.
That's the one that hooked us. And you have no idea how many people at stores when I was paying, how many people saw me flip those cards out, wanted that wallet, and wanted to find out where we got that wallet. So we contacted Andar and told them this story, and they gave us a promo code that you guys can use to get
And I want to throw in a personal discount because I'm new to the game, but for me, I'm a guy who forever has been the guy who has that wallet that is like 5 inches thick and just filled with crap.
Changed my life.
So transitioning over to the Andar wallets, and I've got the Griffin, it has literally changed everything. I couldn't even sit down with a wallet in my pocket. It was so big. So in this case, it was a matter of kind of paring down, using the different kind of slots, the RFID protection I like. I also like that the wallet has like a built-in money clip. I've always thought money clips are cool, but kind of not really practical.
Yeah.
Like you can carry your cards in one. This combines the two. So it combines a money clip, combines kind of this easy access to the your ID or to credit cards. And it's literally changed my game. I love it.
Yeah.
I haven't looked back.
It's a must for someone who wants to go from that huge 10-pound
wallet
down to a front pocket wallet.
Oh, it's awesome. It's awesome. And it's stylish. I know my wife, when I first got it, she was like, that's actually a really cool wallet. Like she picked up on that without me even bringing it up. So
Do you have the link in the promo code for them?
So yeah, if you guys are interested in checking out these amazing wallets, go to andarwallets.com/asteroidfactory. And the coupon code is asteroid15.
For 15% off.
Nice.
15%.
That's awesome.
Do it.
Do it.
You won't regret it.
No, you won't.
Your pockets will thank you.
Oh, look at this guy. Go to andarwallets.com/asteroidfactory. And the coupon code is asteroid15.
For 15% off.
Nice.
15%.
You know, I wish to register a complaint with the Asteroid Factory Resources Department. The recent episode clearly was edited to remove Three Toes of Fury movie picks. Blasphemy. To undo this egregious chicanery, I'll give some flicks that he'd probably pick. Best all-time slasher movie, the original Halloween. Scary. Best horror comedy, Evil Dead Part 2. To quote the main character Ash, it's groovy. Best all-around horror, sci-fi, pretty much movie. The Thing. John Carpenter's The Thing. It's the greatest. Just watch it. And then the best horror movie from this year that's not really a horror movie, turns out to be a love letter to filmmaking, probably best not to know much about it, just go in and see it blind, is One Cut of the Dead. That's One Cut of the Dead. Check it out! Bye!
Hey there, guys and gals. Welcome to another episode of the Asteroid Factory podcast, where nerd knowledge is on point. I am your host, Chewy, and I am currently sitting in a Home Depot parking lot, right about to walk in and buy some products to help me with a repair at the old homestead, you know, real dad stuff. And I wanted to send out a big congratulations to a new dad on the podcast, James Von Doom. He just had his first baby, and we want to send out that congratulations to him. All three of us now have kids, and all three of us can now share in the experience of handing down our passions to the next generation. So hopefully this adds another element to the podcast. Hopefully we can speak about all this stuff with you guys. And that kind of leads me into thanking you all for listening, thanking you all for reviewing us and listening to us. If you can, share us with your friends. If you can, rate and review us. It would help us out greatly. The podcast you are about to hear is a different one. It's not a normal podcast, at least for us. James Von Doom came to me and Three Toes a while back and said, why don't we take our podcast, you know, to promote it out to a convention of some sort? And we found the next convention, and it was the Chicago Toy Show. We thought this was a great way to kind of get our feet wet in this arena, so we signed up. James Von Doom actually signed up for two tables, one for the podcast and one for his own selling needs. He needed to get rid of a whole bunch of toys out of his soon-to-be baby room. What we did was James Von Doom set up a table for his toy sales, and we set up a table right next door for the podcast. We had a mic, and we asked people at the show a number of questions. We asked them, number one, what they were there for, what they were at the show for, what they were looking for. Number two, if they thought The Rise of Skywalker was going to outperform Marvel's Endgame. And number three, if they personally thought the MCU was cinema. We got a lot of amazing answers. We got a lot of crazy answers. And we got a lot of content to share with you guys. So sit back, buckle in. This is going to be a crazy ride through the 2019 Fall Chicago Toy Show.
This is your host, James Von Doom, coming to you live from the 2019 Fall King County Fairgrounds Toy Show, where we're interviewing some peeps to get the deets. I just came up with that right now. Yep, Chewie's still here.
I'm here.
Three Toes isn't, because he sucks. Man, we got to stop saying that. He is going to, like, literally stab us.
Yeah, he's on a mission right now to go get those double-decker tacos that he can't find.
Yeah.
What questions are you asking people?
Trying to find out what's bringing the folks out to the 2019 Toy Show. Also seeing if we got more Rise of Skywalker fans or Endgame fans. And whether or not Martin Scorsese's a dickhole or not.
Oh, he's more than a dickhole. A dickhole is being nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
He's old.
He's a salty chocolate starfish. All right. Well, thanks, guys. Keep on listening. So if I could just get your first name.
Sure. My name's Sarah.
Sarah, nice to meet you. What are you looking for at the con?
Mostly vintage Star Wars.
Vintage Star Wars. And a super badass Captain America shield. Nice. Yeah, I actually have one of those at home. One of my favorite items I've ever bought. So first question for you. Do you watch Star Wars movies and Marvel movies by chance?
I do.
You do? Okay. So the question for you is, do you think Rise of Skywalker is going to be a better film than Marvel's Endgame?
That's probably up for debate between my son and I, because I am a huge Star Wars fan. He's a huge Marvel fan. So personally, I think, yes, it will be. I was not a fan of Last Jedi. I didn't hate it.
Okay.
But I didn't love it.
That was a very polarizing film for certain. Okay, so you're that's one and one. We're team Star Wars and one for Team Marvel. And then my last question for you is, a lot of flack has been coming from Martin Scorsese saying that, like, superhero movies, you know, the sci-fi genre, they're not cinema. Do you agree with him?
I don't necessarily agree with him, no. Okay. I think that they're very much cinema.
Perfect. Awesome. First name, sir.
John.
John, nice to meet you. So what brings you to the con?
Just, you know, browsing, shopping, spending too much money.
Yeah, sounds about right. That's pretty much for me at every con.
Right.
All right, so I got to ask, do you watch any, like, Marvel movies?
Yeah.
All of them?
All of them.
All right. So my question for you is, so far we're 1-1. Do you think the new Star Wars movie, Rise of Skywalker, is going to be better than Endgame?
No.
Yes! All right, good.
No way. It's too much, you know. Endgame was a finale. I mean, to say this is the finale of the Skywalker saga when it doesn't really, the last two movies haven't really felt much about, like, Luke Skywalker. There's no consistency. Last Jedi wasn't that good. Marvel was working towards Endgame. You know what I mean?
I love it. Perfect answer. I'm 100% with you on that one. All right, last question. Do you consider the MCU to be cinema?
Oh, yeah. I read comics my whole life. Who would have thought that they would ever replicate that so well on screen, you know, to see what you read in the comics and the crossovers and all that, to do it so well in the movies. Yeah, it's cinema. They make billions of
You're
dollars.
Damn right. Yes. Awesome. Thanks, man. I appreciate your honest answers. I agree with all of them too. So, I mean, I am biased, but you know. Thanks, man.
Get real honest. Tell Scorsese to blow it, you know?
Yes. All right.
All right, guys.
Thanks. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Just first name, sir.
Daryl.
Daryl, nice to meet you. So, what brings you to the con?
A longtime collector. Always on the hunt for something, you know, I don't have.
Whatever catches your fancy.
Yeah.
All right. Got to ask, do you watch any of, like, the Marvel movies, Star Wars movies?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, big fan of those.
Perfect. All right, so this question will be, I think we're 2-1 now, but do you think the new movie, The Rise of Skywalker, Star Wars, is going to be better than Marvel's Endgame?
From a box office perspective, it may do better. It's probably going to still be split on the fan base as far as, you know, where the love is. A lot of people that didn't like The Last Jedi, others praise it.
I know. It was a polarizing. I liked it. I didn't love it. I mean, it was a tough run for me.
I think it's going to be one of those things where it's you're going to either love it or hate it, and because it brings everything to an end, I know there's going to probably be a lot of people disappointed because they didn't see it play out the way that they
envisioned. Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, Star Wars fans they're rough.
Yeah.
All right, last question for you. Do you consider the Marvel Cinematic Universe to be cinema?
Yes. Yes, but, I mean, there's some really great acting. There's some ingenuitive things that they're doing in those movies. And, I think the storylines have been really compelling to people that even aren't, you know, didn't come from a comic book background.
Perfect answer. I agree with you, sir.
Good. How are you?
First name?
Jeff.
Jeff. Oh, no. Another Jeff. What brings you to the con, sir?
Oh my God! All kinds of stuff. Just looking for all kinds of stuff. I do. I'm looking at wrestling bootlegs, kaiju, a lot of fun stuff like that.
Awesome. I'm a kaiju collector myself. So nice to meet a fellow one. Question for you. Before I ask it, do you watch any like the Marvel movies, Star Wars movies?
Yeah, I've watched them. Yeah.
Dabbled. Have you seen Marvel's Endgame?
No.
Can you believe that?
I mean, I can.
Right, this year was a very busy year for me, so okay. I wasn't able to get to watch all of it the way I wanted to, and so I'm hoping one person has slightly spoiled it enough for me that it's bothered me, but like I know that in my heart of hearts I will see this movie one way or another. I mean, I kind of saw the first half of it. I kind of need to know what happens on the second half.
Got it. So you saw Infinity War, not yet Endgame. Okay, so I will alter this question for you. Do you think Star Wars Rise of Skywalker will be a bigger box office hit than Endgame?
Probably not.
Good. That's 3-1.
But again, that comes down to what you're interested in. I mean, granted, there's a lot of bleed over between, especially now, between Star Wars and with Marvel, because since one company happens to own both of them now,
yep.
There is that whole setup there. But what I would say is that, I mean, it will still eventually come down to do you like Sword and Planet or do you like superheroes? But there's I think a lot more jaded fans of the of Star Wars universe at this point, especially it's been walking on eggshells for quite a few years, for decades almost a decade since even the prequels came out, unfortunately.
Okay, your first name?
Tim.
Tim, nice to meet you, sir. So I was going to say, what brings you to the con, but are you working it?
I haven't been here in a few years. I actually promote my own con, Chicago Pop Culture Con. I don't know if you've heard of it.
I have not.
No.
Oh, cool. Yeah, it's in St. Charles, November 30th and December 1st.
Oh, sweet.
I got to come to your booth, get some flyers.
Yeah, chicagopopculturecon.com.
Sweet. Definitely check it out.
Nice.
Do you watch Marvel movies?
Marvel, yeah.
Star Wars?
Yep.
All right, cool. Do you think the new Star Wars movie, The Rise of Skywalker, will be better than Endgame?
That'd be interesting to see what they do with Princess Leia. Now they imaged her in that show.
Yeah, I agree. All right, so would your vote go to Star Wars then?
Do you think Star Wars is going to be better?
It's hard to say. Who knows? It could be.
All right. All right. And last question for you is, do you consider the MCU to be cinema?
The what? I'm sorry?
The Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Would that be cinema to you?
I guess so. I never really thought about it that way.
I mean, I haven't really either until Martin Scorsese said that it's not. I don't know. I guess movies are movies to me, but.
Yeah. Yep. to each his own, I guess.
To each his own. All right. Can I get your first name, sir?
Brent.
How's it going? What brings you to the con?
We saw this, I think Pixel Dan on YouTube. We saw, he did a video from this show, like, I want to say 2 years ago.
Get out of here.
And it happens to be on the same weekend as our wedding anniversary, so we came here.
Congratulations on the wedding anniversary.
Thank you. It's been 5 years. She hasn't gotten sick of me yet.
Nice.
Well, awesome. I got to ask you a question before I ask my first. Do you guys watch Marvel Star Wars movies?
Oh, yes. Yes,
okay, good. The question for you is, do you think that the new Star Wars movie, The Rise of Skywalker, is going to be better than Marvel's Endgame?
That's a
tough one. It depends.
I'm not sure, because Endgame, I've been collecting comics since I was, like, 4. Basically.
Respect.
So I actually was like, I cried in the theater, and not just.
I feel like if you didn't, you were a heartless human being.
Yeah, and not even because it was sad, but just because, like, when I was growing up, comics weren't mainstream.
They weren't cool.
So, like, to see all these characters that I loved growing up on screen, like the scene where the Avengers assemble.
The portal scene. Yeah. I just cried watching it last night.
Exactly.
It was the part with. Captain America getting the hammer that made me like scream almost.
Yeah, that was also really good. But I could almost, here's the weird cop-out answer, I guess, is I have a feeling Star Wars might end up being the better film, like if you look at it.
Okay.
For emotional response, it will take a lot for it to get out of me what Endgame got at.
Awesome, great answer. All right, well, second to last question.
Sure.
Do you consider the Marvel Cinematic Universe to be cinema?
Okay. Yes. I have gotten on this argument online because we're talking about, like, Scorsese and Francis.
That guy. Yeah, those guys.
So my thought is they're old farts. If you look at them especially, they will go on and on about samurai films from like the 60s period, and they'll also go on about all the westerns and Sergio Leone and stuff. In my mind, there's no difference between those and superhero cinema now.
Agreed.
Because, like, if you look at westerns especially, for every Howard Hawks where it was beautifully directed, there was a shit ton of other films. Oh, sorry, can we cuss on that?
Yes, you can.
Okay, perfectly.
Yeah.
So there was a crap ton of other films that do not look that good. And I think it's just that they don't get that it's the same thing. Films are cyclical. Eventually the superhero movies will start to peter out a little bit, and we'll get, instead of like the 5 a year we get, we'll get
one or two, yeah.
And then it'll be like westerns, and like 10 years after that they'll can make a comeback and come back around. And that's not to discount, like, you know, what those guys have done, because they've made a lot
they're
of good movies.
Good directors. I mean, yeah, absolutely.
But I think it's the old man tunnel vision that, like, I'll probably get to when I get to their age. It's film. Is it high art film?
No.
But a lot of work goes into those.
I mean.
And not to be, like, the jerk, but one wonders if Scorsese would be saying the same thing had he not dropped out of the Joker movie, because he was originally attached to it. Everybody seems to forget about that, including him. And then he bowed out like 3 months into, like,
into production.
Not even that. Like, I think it was maybe talks and stuff. but still, you kind of wonder, would he be saying these same things if he had made the Joker?
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Well, I appreciate your time and your podcast.
Oh, so my wife and I, and we have two other co-hosts, Ryan and Kevin, we host a podcast called True North Nerds. We're based out of Ontario, Canada. We're about an hour north of Toronto for listeners who are not your listeners who are not there. It's kind of local focus for nerd stuff, but we do a news pack every episode and go through the news, and then we just usually bullshit about what we took our bar discussions about comics and nerd stuff and started recording them.
But yeah, that makes sense. And where can people find you guys?
You can find us on all podcasting apps under True North Nerds, as Facebook, well as we Instagram. Also have Facebook, Instagram, as Twitter. Well as Twitter and
our website.
Our website is truenorthnerds.com.
Awesome. Thank you.
Well, thanks for your time. Last question. Would you guys like some candy?
Definitely.
Boom.
I usually take candy from strangers.
They're still wrapped. All right. Thanks, guys. All right, sir. First name?
Eric.
Eric, nice to meet you. What brings you to the con?
Looking for primarily Battle Beasts.
Nice. Batman. That's old school.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Yeah, so there's certain Battle Beasts that I'm looking for, but I also make custom Battle Beasts and whatnot, so.
Nice. Cool, man. All right. Prerequisite question. Do you watch the MCU movies in Star Wars?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Question for you is, do you think The Rise of Skywalker will be a better film than Endgame?
That's hard to answer.
Yes, it is.
I think there's a lot more nostalgic weight coming into Rise of Skywalker than there is necessarily with Endgame. Endgame and the MCU is so new, whereas Star Wars has this 30, 40 years of history that I think expectations are shifted because of that.
Sweet. Good answer. Damn. I mean, one of the most intelligent answers I've gotten for sure.
I teach film, so.
Oh,
film,
well, there you go.
What I do.
Okay, well, even a better question to ask. Do you think the MCU is considered cinema?
Absolutely. I think that they still tackle with different themes about human condition, which I think is very interesting. But at the same time, too, cinema can be there for escapism, for entertainment, for people to get out of their normal lives. Really, what MCU has become is our modern-day mythology. It's the same as if those in Greece that looked up to Hercules or those in Norse mythology that looked up to Thor, looking up to these Marvel heroes is our way to kind of look at ideal versions of ourselves that also deal with human issues.
Awesome. First name?
Josh.
Josh, what brings you to the con, sir?
Toys, obviously.
Good answer. Yeah. Anything specific?
McDonald's toys.
Interesting. Cool. Most people are, they're like, I'm looking for some like vintage stuff. Like, all right, what kind of vintage stuff?
Yeah, I don't know. Just like, I'm looking for European McDonald's toys mostly and Australian because they're really weird and hard to find.
That's badass. All right, definitely the coolest answer so far. Prerequisite to the next question. Do you watch Star Wars and like the MCU movies?
Yes.
All right, do you think the Rise of Skywalker is going to be a better film than Endgame?
Maybe. It's not going to be, because Endgame is a really weird movie. Like, no one expected it to be like a comedy time travel movie. And I don't think Rise of Skywalker is going to do anything
that's going to blow your mind.
That's going to be so like genre bending. It's going to be like straight up the line, I guess.
And would you say, in your opinion, do you consider the MCU to be cinema?
Sure. I don't know. Like, that's a weird question.
Martin Scorsese came out and said that he does not consider it cinema.
Okay, well, that's his opinion, I guess. I guess it's cinema or movies. I don't know. Kevin Smith has that theory that he makes flicks and not cinema.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, cool.
Subjective.
First name?
Jesse.
Nice to meet you. What brings you to the con?
I'm looking around for some stuff for myself and Christmas presents.
Nice. Yeah, good time. Get a jump on early. Nothing wrong with that. I have a prerequisite question for you. Do you guys watch Star Wars and the MCU movies?
Yes.
Perfect. All right. So do you think the Rise of Skywalker is going to be a better film than the Avengers Endgame?
Good question. Okay. What are your, like, better box office, better just film, like, to enjoyable?
Yes.
I don't think it'll overtake Box Office. I think it'll come close just because it's the last saga film, but I don't think it'll overtake Endgame.
Okay.
Better film? I mean, they're both popcorn movies, so it's kind of...
Yeah, I mean, they're not winning Oscars, but...
Yeah,
well,
I mean, it's...
Best Picture Oscar.
All right. Well, I don't think it's a better film than Endgame.
Yes. All right. I think we're like 8-1. Very few are picking Star Wars.
I'm a huge Star Wars fan, but I'm just it is what it is.
That's fair. I appreciate your honesty. Well, then that brings us to the next one. Do you think the MCU is cinema?
Yes.
Perfect answer. That's all I wanted to hear.
Is this about the Scorsese?
Yeah. And everyone said yes.
You know what? They have a valid point, but it's not about them versus the MCU. And it's a whole bigger issue that people don't... They like to generalize this as them versus Marvel. It's not what it's about.
Exactly. Come on down. All right. Can I get a first name?
Matthew.
Matthew, nice to meet you, sir. So I think I overheard it, but you're here for Mortal Kombat stuff?
Yeah, Mortal Kombat. Anything Mortal Kombat, really.
Awesome. Are you playing Mortal Kombat 11?
I have played Mortal Kombat 11.
Did you get the T-800?
Yes, I do have the Terminator T-800.
Sweet. He looked awesome in the trailer.
He is very fun to play with. I enjoy his crushing blows. His fatalities are amazing.
The likeness is crazy.
Well, and I was watching that document, or thing they did. They actually voice captured Arnold Schwarzenegger, but the voice is picked by Arnold, even though he couldn't do it himself.
Oh, okay. He kind of sounds like him, but yeah, I heard.
I can definitely hear it when I play the game.
Okay. All right. Well, I got a prerequisite question for you. So, do you watch the Marvel movies, Star Wars stuff?
Yeah, I watch it every now and then.
Okay. Would you say, in your opinion, do you think the new Star Wars movie, The Rise of Skywalker, will be better than Marvel's Endgame?
No, I think Endgame is going to be was a lot better than this. I like Star Wars, but it just seems like they're already ruining it with the kill of Luke, Rey being the new character. I just like the originals, and maybe the first two were okay, but
okay.
I don't think this new movie's gonna be any good.
It's not gonna bring it out of from where it's at now.
Yeah, I think Marvel Endgame was a lot better.
Okay. And then do you consider the Marvel Cinematic Universe to be cinema?
Yeah, I very much agree with that.
Perfect. Suck it, Scorsese. Can I just get your first name?
Lisa.
Lisa, nice to meet you. What brings you to the con?
Toys, family,
are you hunting anything specific?
No. My husband's uncle is really into like all this kind of stuff, and he's in town from St. Louis, so we just kind of joined up. Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Well, this is a prerequisite to the question. Do you watch Marvel movies, Star Wars movies?
Yes.
Awesome. Do you think, The Rise of Skywalker is going to be a better film than Marvel's Endgame?
No. I don't know. Maybe. That's a tough question.
It is. And I feel it's pretty much one-sided so far. We're about 12-2. So Marvel fans are winning out.
Yeah. I mean, I'm wearing a Star Wars shirt, so maybe I should say.
Ironically, the two people who did pick Star Wars were wearing Star Wars shirts.
So maybe I should say that it's going to be better than Endgame. I did like Endgame, though.
You did? Yeah. Yeah. It was chill-inducing for me, for sure. And then, so you've seen the Marvel movies. In your opinion, would you consider them cinema?
Cinema? Like...
Well, Martin Scorsese came out and basically said that Marvel movies, the superhero genre, is not cinema.
I think they're good. I would say that they're cinema.
Thank you. I mean, movies are movies. They're just...
Yeah. Like, I'm sure that the actors put a lot of hard work in there. Like, you can't... Like, Thor... I mean, what's his name?
Chris Hemsworth.
Like, I'm sure he has to, like, work out, like, 70 hours a day.
Yes.
To be Thor,
I mean,
so.
And they have to weave stories into 20-something movies.
Ridiculous. And remember all of it.
Yes.
Stay on track.
Yeah, I didn't see Goodfellas do that. First name,
Paul.
Paul, nice to meet you, sir. So what brings you out to the con?
I'm a big Funko Pop collector. I have about
1,250. Whoa. Damn.
I know Hussein Jabbar, who's the biggest collector in the United States.
Holy shit.
He's got a snack shop, and he's got the most prototypes of Funko Pops than any human being. So,
damn, what part of Arizona?
He's in Phoenix. He's got a little snack shop in the mall, in this big mall where the baseball team, the Diamondbacks play.
Yeah.
And I just happened to walk in his shop, and he had duplicates all over the place, but they were some of the rarest pops I've ever seen. Easily $100 pops that were just
crazy.
Yeah. They even made a Funko Pop for him.
Oh, that's dope.
He's the one on the Netflix documentary, if you guys have never seen
it. Oh, I heard about it. I never watched it, though.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. So, yeah, that's the reason why I'm out here, Funko Pops and, you know, Hikaris, but I haven't seen any Hikaris yet. So.
Nice. Prerequisite question for you. Do you watch the Marvel movies, Star Wars movies?
All of them.
Sweet. In your opinion, do you think The Rise of Skywalker is going to be better than Marvel's Endgame?
Quite honestly, I liked Endgame, but I didn't like it as much as I liked the one previous.
Infinity War?
Yeah, I liked Infinity War a little bit better than I liked Endgame. So do I think it's going to be better? Yeah, I do. I have a feeling that the Millennium Falcon is going to be destroyed in the new movie. That's just my theory.
They're destroying everything.
Yeah, they're destroying everything. I know that Kylo Ren isn't going to, Rey isn't going to turn evil. And I definitely think that Kylo Ren is going to somehow
become a good guy.
Yeah. That's my thoughts. So
awesome. You said you've seen all the Marvel movies. In your opinion, do you consider the Marvel movies cinema?
Yes, absolutely.
Damn right.
I could sit there and watch every single movie. I remember when The Lord of the Rings first came out, I saw all the movies, the extended versions at one time with breaks in between. It was a really epic event, and I would sit in the theater for every single one of the movies all the way through if there were breaks in between.
Awesome. Can I just get a first name, ma'am?
Amy.
Amy, nice to meet you. What brings you out to the con?
I'm looking for some collectible stuff.
Anything in specific?
We're looking for metal lunchboxes and sometimes pops and also anything that has to do with $6 Million Man, Kiss.
Oh, nice. I saw somebody walking around with a metal Kiss lunchbox earlier.
That's pretty rad.
Yeah.
I think we have one already.
Nice. Huge Kiss fan in high school, big time. So I have to ask a prerequisite question. Have you guys seen the Marvel movies and Star Wars movies?
I have. I've only seen a few of them.
Okay. Have you seen Endgame?
Yes. No, I have not. He has.
I have.
Okay.
This is Kevin, by the way.
Kevin?
Nice to meet you.
Hi, fellas.
Okay, well, then I will ask this as a joint question. Do you think Star Wars' new movie, The Rise of Skywalker, is going to be better or bigger than Marvel's Endgame?
I think it'll get out of the box bigger, but I don't think it'll have the legs that Endgame had.
I think I agree. Even though I haven't seen the Endgame, I think just the franchise is older and has...
And there's some squawking about it. And,
yeah.
I think that once you get past the hardcores that will be there the first night, I think that's when it'll kind of run its course, I think.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, I'm a Marvel guy, but I mean, I hope it does well. Mm-hmm. I just don't think it's going to go out with the bang that Endgame did. So next question. Do you guys consider Marvel movies cinema?
It's entertainment, for sure. I don't know. Cinema, I don't know. It's kind of hard. There's just so much flashbang, you know, distraction to cinema, in my opinion, is, you know, good storyline. Good.
Esoteric.
Right, right.
You know, I do. You know, the only thing I think... You know, you're talking about Scorsese.
Maybe.
And Coppola squawking about it. You know, I see where they're coming from, but I also think, especially in the Marvel films, I mean, you got quality actors, and then, you know, Robert Downey Jr. is a quality actor.
Yes.
And but I think I do think some of the CGI is a little over the top. I mean, and it has to be, because it's a comic book film.
Absolutely.
You know, it's fantasy. But I think that's where that loses me, if there's too much CGI. You know, okay. But again, you know, Benedict Cumberbatch, great actor. I mean, he's not going to be in a crap film. So.
Awesome.
Who was the greatest member of KISS?
Paul Stanley.
Damn it. All right, well, I was... Yeah, all right, that's fair.
First thing, introduce yourselves and tell us what you are looking for here at the toy show.
Scott, I mainly do Muscle Men and Mythic Legions.
Nice.
I'm John. I'm doing Adventure People and Space Toys.
Excellent. First question is, well, the real first question is, do you guys watch the MCU films and Star Wars films?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Do you think The Rise of Skywalker is going to outperform or be better than Endgame?
Outperform it? Yeah, I think it's probably going to outperform it just because of the way that movies are marketed now and the way they make them events. They're gonna be able to game marketing-wise so that it has a really good first weekend. It's going to make some great numbers, and then long-term it'll probably do about as good. So it might outperform it, but not as long.
Gotcha.
But,
what about you?
I don't know that I'll like it more because I'm more Marvel than Star Wars, but I know I'm going to enjoy it regardless just because gotcha. It's progressing the property.
Gotcha. Excellent. Is the MCU cinema?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely cinema. I actually remember going, paying a ticket, and sitting down in a movie theater. So I think that's what makes it cinema.
I agree.
Regardless of what other people would say.
I'm not a high-paid director, but
yeah.
That's my opinion.
Gotcha.
Well, I think that's going to end our interview coverage at Chicago Toy Show, Fall 2019. Do you think it was successful?
Yes.
Stop answering like these people answered.
It's a wrap, Jack.
Did you sell anything? We hit a table here and Von Doom was selling stuff.
The only thing I sold today was my dignity.
Ah, jeez. Well, I think we got some, as you just heard, I think we got some very interesting answers to the questions we were asking. And until next time,
put your ankles in it.
Put your ankles in it.
Squeak.